This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're being joined by a current Milwaukee Buck, Matthew Dellavedova, and the Bucks guard and analyst on Fox Sports Wisconsin, Steve Novak. Guys, how you doing?
Good, thanks. How you doing?
We're doing well. Steve, how you doing?
Doing very well. How are you?
Doing great today. So, Matthew, let me start with you first and foremost. And, Steve, you can chime in anytime you want, being the media member that you are. But so I got to ask you about the health first, Matthew. How you doing?
It's getting better. It's been a slow process and never fun to be missing games, but it is getting better, and I'm looking forward to getting back out there again soon.
Do you have a timetable for coming back?
Nothing set in stone yet. Just kind of see how it is day by day and just make sure it's improving.
Hey, Steve, I want to ask you, you know, I were talking last week about this team when you were on the phone with us, and we were talking about trying to stack success and get some wins. And not that it's an easy portion of your schedule, but you've got three teams that are under 500, and obviously Philadelphia to end things out. If this team should be able to win out and then win nine of their last 11, how much confidence is a guy in that locker room? How much are they going to have moving forward?
Yeah, that's the thing, is you win games at the end of the season and it gives you confidence. But like you said, the big news today, right, is Kyrie is out. Obviously, now there's going to be this, everybody wants to play Boston. I think that's by everybody. I mean, the 6, 7, and 8 seeds want to try to target Boston. So, you know, I think that there's going to be that difference of, do you finish the season playing as well as you can with the putting your team in the best position they can be in terms of chemistry and energy and ready for a playoff atmosphere, or do you just get the best matchup for yourself, which may mean obviously resting guys, or, you know, we're not allowed to use the word tanking, but, you know, it's become strategic at this point. It's more of a, you're playing big picture basketball, I think, over these next four games. It's not about how do we beat the Brooklyn Nets, and if we don't, are we in trouble? It's about who are we going to play in the playoffs and how do we finish. So, you know, there's still a lot of movement, obviously, with the news today and with four games left.
Steve, I'll turn it over to you, and you can talk to Matthew about a little bit of this, but just kind of moving forward regarding the rest of the season and his recovery.
Yeah, Deli, you know, I mean, for you, I wanted to ask you, too. You know, you've been a guy who, when I was in the locker room with you, you were such a leader. You were a guy that was always talking to guys about the game of basketball, having dinners and lunches with guys to figure out their goals. Now you've been a guy who you've been not unable to play right now and really watch these guys. How have you been able to really just impact these guys being out as long as you have?
Yeah, it's been, you know, a tough situation. The longest time I've been off the court in my career, but there's still ways you can help the team. And it does give you a different perspective not being on the court, out there with them for games and practice. So it gives you a bit of a different look, and you see things that you wouldn't usually see. And it has been eye-opening, and you just continue to try to talk to guys about what I'm seeing out there, and yeah, just make sure their mindset is right heading into the playoffs, because as you know, it's a different kind of basketball, and the only thing that matters is winning, which is the funnest basketball to play.
Matthew,
and headed towards
I
was going to say, and like you said, there's some guys on this team who have won championships. You've won a championship with Cleveland and, you know, Jet in Dallas, but everybody hasn't. And so, you know, for you guys who have really won at that high level and have made these pushes in the playoffs, at this point, looking at who you guys might be playing, is there any reasonable argument to try to really get to that sixth seed if you think Cleveland is sitting there? LeBron's a guy you played with. You know better than anybody how good he is. Is it to try to win as many games as you can, or is it really important to try to match up with if the Bucks can control it in any way? I guess, should they try to control who they play in? Is there a team you guys in the locker room feel like you want to see?
Good questions. But I think that's, you know, for the coaching staff and I guess analytic guys to talk about and figure out. But as players in the locker room and the coaches, we're just trying to focus on ourselves and what we can do to improve and get better and sharpen up heading into the playoffs. Because if we're playing our best basketball, and we've shown that throughout the year, when we play our best basketball, we can beat anyone on any given night. So if we can just do that more consistently, we feel confident that we can beat anyone in a series. And we know it's not going to be easy, and we're going to have to play more consistent basketball, but we're looking forward to the challenge.
Talking with Matthew Dellavedova, Milwaukee Bucks guard, also Steve Novak, Bucks analyst in Fox Sports Wisconsin. And Matthew, I want to ask you, because you and Malcolm Brogdon both are efforting to come back, and we talk so much about the need for guys to fill specific roles. You defensively, some shooting, obviously Malcolm Brogdon is a guy that's been able to distribute the basketball and kind of was the straw that stirred the drink a little bit. So how important is it for everybody, once you guys get back, to understand the role and to just kind of get right back into it? Because I think there are guys that have specific roles, and right now they're hurting in those roles because you guys aren't on the floor.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, guys have stepped up and done a good job. But I think, you know, Malcolm and I are definitely looking forward to getting back out there and helping out and providing what we can. And we've both been out for a while, but Malcolm definitely knows how to play the game. He had that playoff experience last year, and this will be my fourth year out of five in the playoffs, and I've had a lot of playoff experience, and that kind of basketball suits my game as well. So we're going to be ready to jump right in there and help the team out any way we can.
Yeah, and I was, you know, thinking about Bill's question too when it comes to, you know, Malcolm being out and you being out. You two guys really have been, for this team, floor leaders. And obviously now come playoffs, it's going to be so important that the ball is in the right guy's hands at the right time, and that, you know, the pace of the game and the right decisions are being made. We've seen, you know, some bad decisions at the end of games lately where you go, man, oh man, if Deli was in, if Malcolm was in. And now you guys are going to be back for the playoffs, hopefully, obviously. And you've really seen the emergence also of Jabari Parker. And so now it seems like the Bucks have this squad where they've got these four stars and Giannis and Middleton and Bledsoe and Jabari. Do you think that the Bucks have the ability to really kind of split, because of the amount of scoring and star power that you guys have, kind of almost split those four stars up, because you have guys like Malcolm that can run one show, you that can run another? Do you think there's a look going into the playoffs that could maybe be this Bucks team almost in waves because of the way that the star power is right now?
Yeah, I mean, last year, we were just talking about it in the locker room today. It's that last game six, you know, you had Giannis and Chris playing, I think, 47 minutes, which we needed all of them. And when you add in Bled and Jabari's playing some great basketball right now, really providing some scoring punch, it's going to help take the load off Chris and Giannis minutes-wise, and also how much they have to do in those minutes. And we're still going to need them to really step up and be big in the playoffs, but to have that extra depth and scoring punch is going to be huge for us.
Yeah, it really has seemed like an advantage watching, you know, the last few games especially. It's, you can see that, you know, there's just more than one guy, two guys, three guys that can score the ball and have star power, and it's been a luxury for you guys. The only time there's been question about it is you hear some people saying at the end of games, and obviously coming towards the playoffs, you know there's going to be these few plays at the end of games that are going to decide, you know, do you go up 3-1 in the series or is it tied 2-2 based on just a couple late game plays. At the end of games, is there any question on this Milwaukee Bucks team who gets the ball, who has the ball in their hands at the end of a big playoff game? Who gets that last shot? Who does have the ball in their hands?
I mean, that's a great question. And obviously, we got a lot of options to choose from with the guys we've talked about. And you know, you got one of the top guys in the league, Giannis, that's hit some big shots this year. But you also got Chris and Bled, who have made big plays. And Jabari's really been playing great lately as well, providing that scoring punch. So there's no shortage of options. And as long as we get a good shot at the end of the game, and I mean, you see LeBron making plays at the end of the game, and he's not always the one scoring it or shooting the ball, but he's making the right play and finding the open guy. And I think, you know, whoever has the ball in their hands just needs to make the right play, whether it's shooting or passing to the open guy.
Hey, Matthew, by the way, we're talking with Matthew Dellavedova, the Bucks guard, and also Steve Novak, Bucks analyst. And I wanted to ask you, go back to Jabari's comment, or the comment you made about Jabari, and he's playing extremely well. But he had some comments off the floor where he was talking almost as if the Bucks were in a past tense, like he is almost disconnecting himself from the team, thinking that he might be elsewhere come next season. Does stuff like that affect you when you hear it or read it or hear it talked about on sports talk programs and such? Does that bother you guys inside that locker room?
I mean, I haven't really read too much into that. I mean, we've got four games left to go in the regular season, and then everybody's going to be locked in for the playoffs. And it just takes 100% of your focus for as long as we can go for. And yeah, there's not too much concern about that. I mean, we have a great opportunity to really do something special. I think the East is wide open, and opportunities like this are hard to come by, and it's a long season to get to this point, and we really want to make the most of it.
I wanted to ask you, you said that sitting back and not playing, you notice things, and you try to, you know, talk to guys about things that you see. Is there anything specific that you can share? I know Malcolm Brogdon had said, you know, in a couple of games, you know, guys didn't get enough touches, they didn't get involved early on, maybe the team played a little bit selfish. What have you seen out of this ball club that that you've kind of noticed?
I mean, there's lots of different things, whether it be offensively or defensively, and yeah, whether it's we moving the ball. I think when we move the ball, that's when we have the most success, and when we can get stops and really run. And I mean, that's obvious, but it's also very true. So I think if we can get stops and really rebound the ball, that then that opens up our biggest strength, which is in the open floor when you got Giannis and Bled with shooters around. That's pretty hard to stop.
We're talking a lot of serious stuff, Deli, but you know, there's people on, you got a big Twitter following, a big social media following, and I know you as my teammate. You're a guy who did everything you could to get that 1% edge, whether it was icing a little extra or putting a hyperbaric chamber in your bedroom, or people are asking, they're seeing you post avocado toast on your Instagram and on your Twitter every single day. Is that the secret to getting healthy and to winning playoff games? Do people want to know what that's about every single day?
I hope so. I just posted it one time, and people gave some good feedback. So that's what I have for breakfast every day. So it's a good healthy option, good fuel for the day. Most important meal of the day, so I would highly recommend it to anybody who's looking for a change of their breakfast.
Matthew, we appreciate it. That's funny. I like that. I might have to change that. I wonder if the diet would work with that. Matthew, sure. I appreciate it. And Steve, as always, man, always great to work with you. I know we're going to miss you tonight down at the Merriman Social, but we'll replay this for sure, and then we'll see you guys next week, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Appreciate it. Steve, you too, buddy, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you, Bill.
All right, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Steve Novak, Matthew Dellavedova, the Milwaukee Bucks, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.